This is from my blog, Incubus of My Dreams. I knew he would be there in the morning when I slept. Unlike most people, I slept during the day. I would be dreaming at the same time as the demons, which was convenient for them to reach me. I thought I was still awake when I felt soft, smooth hands wrap around my body. I realized when I tried to move and couldn't, however, that I was, in fact, still sleeping. His slow breaths against my neck were teasing the hell out of me. "Feel like going somewhere dark with me?" His voice was like warm, husky silk. I moaned in response as I felt his fingers begin to slowly worship my pussy. I felt my legs spread open a little bit to allow him to better access to my body. It was then that I opened my eyes to see my landscape had changed. I was once again in the underworld, and I was in a room of hard cock. Rather, hard rock and darkness. It was not, however, hot and humid. It was cool, just like you would expect a dark cave to be. I felt him run his claws over my breasts. It amazed me when he worshipped my pussy. He never hurt me. However, when he worshipped my breasts, it always made me nervous, seeing the long, demonic claws. He squeezed my breasts, and I opened my mouth in response. "When I come into you, Simone, you will become one with my demon clan." I felt the fear swell up inside of my body. It only made me want the creature more when he plunged inside of me. Never once did he turn around, nor did I see his face this time. It would be the second time this week that I would wake up in a puddle of my own cum. But was the sticky substance my cum or his? I pondered. To be continued. I love role plays. What's yours? This is Mistress Simone, and you can read this at kinkyphonemistress.com and call me at 1-800-601-7259. Love you, boys.